Well, here I am again. Thank you for having me. I'm really nervous. And this is the incredible shrinking sermon, as you can see. I've been cutting things out. But let's see. So I'm not a minister, and I don't do a lot of public speaking. So the main point of this is just my thoughts lately. And it's just the main crux of it is how the Lord has led me to have him more on my mind and less me on my mind. So I'm hoping you'll consider with me the story of Mary and Martha. And scriptures say, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. So I don't know about you, but I've been a Christian my whole life, and I've heard this story a million times. And I've heard it preached a lot of times, and I know what it means. And suddenly, one day, about 2.5 years ago, I was reading this story, and it really, really struck me. And it's one thing to read the words of the Bible and to understand them intellectually, and it's another thing to really start to hear them, which is kind of what I've been learning. So what struck me was that I'm a total Martha. I have very little Mary in me at all. And it really bothered me, and I really, really thought about it. I realized I was busy with a lot of things all the time. I had a lot on my mind, and I was always worried about getting my sort of material house in order, but not my spiritual house or my spiritual self. And I just didn't have the Lord on my mind. And if I profess to be a Christian, how can this be true of me, I thought. How can I not take it much more seriously? Why is there so much on my mind, but none of it the Lord or his concerns? Did I even know what his concerns were? I couldn't say with any certainty. I wanted his will, I guess, but honestly, only if it made me happy. When things didn't go well, I pouted and wondered if I was being punished. My life was Martha's life, totally focused on the material rather than a life like Mary's with its focus on the spiritual. So I began to pray and ask the Lord, what is a life focused on the spiritual, on Christ? What does it mean to follow Christ? I felt this question burn into me, and it's been 2 years and I have not been able to turn away from this question of what it means to focus exclusively on a life with Christ. To be a Mary instead of a Martha, or at least be moving in that direction. I found in the ensuing 2 years answers by reading scriptures, praying, and trying hard to be quiet with the Lord, turning away from distractions and to him, and trusting that he will reveal himself to me, not asking or waiting for anyone else to reveal Jesus to me, but waiting for him to, taking as my example those early fishermen that Jesus called. When Jesus first told those fishermen to follow him, he didn't say where he was going. He didn't wait for them to get it together. He didn't give them a 10-step plan, a book, or a sermon to inspire them or give them e-how tips. He just said, follow me, and they did. They trusted. So it feels mysterious and uncertain, but strangely sweet to try to follow the Lord, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, and just letting the Lord teach me how to put my flesh aside and to take comfort in from the anxiety and uncertainty of following Christ and of living a life more like Mary's from scriptures like these. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And this from St. Paul. He must increase, and I must decrease. Without Christ, I can't do this. I can do nothing. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I must take his yoke and learn of him, himself, as he is, not as I imagine him to be. I must, like Mary, sit at his feet and learn of him by being quiet and letting go of distractions. Learning who Christ is and who I must be in Christ seems a very exciting way to spend the rest of my life, however uncertain. So what about this decrease of me and increase of Christ that Paul talks about? What I feel the Lord has revealed to me as what my decrease looks like is letting him show me the many distractions that keep me from sitting at his feet and asking him to help me let them go. And when that help comes, being willing to let those distractions go. It's painful. It's painful to let the self go. It is a crucifixion. I now know a little bit of what the Lord meant when he said, take up your cross and follow me. However, though I can't really explain it, letting go of what keeps me from the Lord little by slow brings me closer to him in a way that feels like being nourished by the true bread of life. I wish I could explain this, but those of you who have experienced it know already what I mean. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, we serve a good God who will show you if you ask. Oh, my helplessness in these matters is fine, for without him I can do nothing anyway, as the scriptures say. And nothing means just that, nothing. What are my distractions? What things have been always on my mind? You might be curious, the same as yours, possibly. Distractions are the things that take my time, my energy, and mainly my heart from the Lord. Things and circumstances I want. Material stuff. More happiness. More happiness on Downton Abbey and The Good Wife. Shiny things. You're supposed to laugh there. Shiny things. Fame and accolades for my gifts. Comforts. Good relationships. People to be more the way I want them to. Better tasting food, great health, more financial security, and time to do what I want. Life just so. Life the way I want it, like Martha. I must let all of this take a back seat as the Lord is passing by, and I want to be with him more than focusing on these other things. The Lord stands at the door of my heart, and I knock. Only he can open it. The Lord has promised to answer. This one scripture from Revelation gives me a lot of comfort. I just read it, but I'll read it again. It's from Revelation. And he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. And on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his bondservants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever. This comforts me because what came to me was that something written on the forehead is not like some kind of goofy branding or tattoo that people will have in the end times, but whatever you think about most, whatever's most on your mind, and that has taken over your inner spiritual house. As I mentioned earlier, for most of my life, I've had a lot on my mind, but not the Lord. Now I have the Lord on my mind a lot. I am far, far from perfect. But if I died right now, although I've performed no miracles or nothing special in his name, I feel that the Lord would know me. I really know that he would. I could not have said that a couple years ago, even though I'd been a Christian my whole life. So pray with me that I let the Lord be on my mind more and more. Let Christ be written all over my inner house, my inner world. Let Christ be what I think about and meditate upon, even if all I think about is just the name of Christ, Jesus. On the last day, let me have been always sitting at his feet, not worrying about and keeping ready just my worldly house like Martha. Please join me in sitting more and more at Christ's feet, as Mary did, and letting go of the many distractions that keep us from him as he is passing by.